Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today I'm going to talk to you about why programmatic advertising won't work for product placement. And I know I've just confused some of you all listening for my very first sentence. You're saying, what the heck is programmatic advertising? And if you're in brand marketing, get ready, because programmatic is absolutely everywhere. It's taking over the entire media buying experience across the board. In today's advertising world, programmatic software seems to be the end-all be-all for advertisers. And while many media agencies have been using various software formats for digital media buys, television ad buying is still pretty new. And the tactic of trying to create programmatic buying for product placement is just around the corner. In fact, I have different Silicon Valley-funded companies calling me almost every month now wanting to talk about their new great software that they've developed to make product placement turnkey and provide an easy solution to buy product placement. And you know what? It won't work. Not yet, and not at all if people don't take the time to truly understand the world of entertainment. Because at the end of the day, we're talking about super customized brand experiences woven into content, and that is not something a computer can do for you. So hold on tight. I'm going to talk with you now about 9 different reasons why each software platform we've explored fails miserably and why it just doesn't benefit marketers to the degree that you might think it could. So to start, what actually is it? By general definition, programmatic advertising was created to help automate the decision-making process of media buying by targeting specific audiences and demographics. Basically, opportunities for advertisers are loaded into a software system, which then can spit out what content, be it digital or televised, that the advertiser can buy around. You can segment your search by specifics, including audience composites and size. Content shared in these software scheduling programs may include display, mobile, video, social, search, or TV. And for a little background, as an agency specializing in product placement, we get to see new advances long before the general advertiser or brand manager does, and we're always working to keep our own agency at the head of these advances, one of which is a state-of-the-art database we use internally to keep track of new production opportunities. But this database, and all others similar to it, don't do product placement justice. Our database is a fantastic brain which holds the keys to the landscape of opportunities, but it doesn't pull the trigger on making things happen. That's left to my team. After all, product placement is a relationship business in the truest sense of the word, working with creatives who don't want to sell out just for dollars, and brand marketers who need to have their brand messaging truly understood and shared to make it worthwhile, not just a logo showing up and splashing on the screen most of the time. Needless to say, there are many, many moving parts to getting a product placement deal done. There is one trend we know that's being tried by competitors and software developers who are playing in the space, and we know it will only be growing. And that trend is the development of databases that are shared, which allow a brand marketer to think they have knowledge of the best opportunities out there for product placement. These programmatic product placement databases give the illusion that they allow the brand to choose their target demo, choose the time frame of the placement to be on screen, and choose the type of integration, all at a price that is going to be something that they also get to choose. But it's a sham. We don't agree with it, not because it would make our agency obsolete, trust us, it won't be doing that, but because it's just not a win-win for either the content creator or the brand. All this type of database truly allows for is an entry card to show that each side acknowledges that there might be an interest to discuss an opportunity in more detail. For the product placement agencies that are using this as their model for new business development and shouting from the rooftops about the glories of their database, really, all it is, just like our database, is a look into the agency's brain of opportunities and what might be available, not what actually is. And you also get to see how organized the agency is by their ability to keep old clutter out from things that have already been filmed. And for those agencies who are sharing that database publicly, good for them, and you to a degree, and only a degree. They are saving you some homework time. They are certainly not unleashing the opportunities for you to head out on your own as a brand marketer and negotiate them yourself. They are simply providing you with a sample of opportunities, finding out what your budgets are, look how sneaky and smart of them, and hopefully connecting the dots along the way to actually do the digging to find the right opportunity for you, just like product placement agencies have been doing for the last two decades. So why does a programmatic advertising database not work for product placement? Unless something major changes in the way Hollywood communicates within its production structure, programmatic scheduling for product placement is something that is only a brand nightmare in waiting for those who truly understand the practice. First off, relationships are it when it comes to product placement. The entire industry practice is based upon who you know, what they share about the opportunity, and knowing how you can scratch the back of the content creator team with product, money, or promotional support through media or retail. And in fact, the relationships are with very key people on the set who need to be kept in the loop about what is going on with ad sales or with bigger deals through the producer's team, and which isn't currently done very successfully. Unless you have a person advocating for the brand who has a relationship and the ability to connect the dots for a lot of people and keep everyone on the same page, it just doesn't work. Secondly, opportunities are not scripted. They are created. When you read a script, every usage of a product is not called out. Typically, it's just implied, or even more so, the script leaves it up to the reader's imagination of what might fit. So an opportunity isn't really there until there's a discussion, and usually a pretty detailed one at that. And even then, there are no guarantees that it will make it in the final edit. As a third reason, think about context. Context of usage in a script is not always easy to define. It might be a bad guy using a product, or it could be a bad guy that's so bad he's good using the product, and breaking every boundary a brand might have for not being in the show. Breaking Bad serves as a great example here. Meth lab, villains, sounds like a recipe for disaster, but not so for the brands who jumped on the fan favorite series, which had major water cooler talk and engagement. The guy was so bad, he was good. And it was a major success for a lot of brands. Scripts don't say, for example, Sally's walking through a grocery store, she looks at brand X, picks up brand Y, and stares adoringly at it, and makes fun of brand Z. It's not spelled out that way. There's a lot that you have to get through the nuances. As a fourth reason, there is just a massive lack of information. The brands who see the production listed in a programmatic-style database format want to start pre-planning early in the game so they can manage budgets. But realistically, that isn't typically an option. There is no known opportunity except what might be mentioned in a script. And the director may even change that. Script rewrites occur through filming, and a month is considered a long time in this industry. Until the decision makers are hired on set, there's no one to consider the partnership, nor is there often a cast committed, which a brand usually wants to know about before they'll consider an opportunity, or a filming start date, or a distribution date, or location, and the information just isn't that readily available. For a fifth reason, the timing of the release is typically just unknown. It would be wonderful to be able to tell a brand that there's an opportunity that will result being on the screen, releasing on this date, and it's guaranteed. And that does work for some big box office films, but it doesn't work for most TV shows, streaming video on demand, music videos, or independent feature films. In fact, once the content is created, it then typically finds a home, which is fine for media buying, but not so fine for brands who actually want to be part of the film's storyline, and then have no idea when they're going to actually be resulting on air. You can't figure that out through a programmatic database. In fact, big deals are often started from little conversations that just happen to occur because of the relationships productions have with the brand's product placement agency. And that agency then races to make everything happen by bringing in production partners to match potential release dates, with placement as an initial step, and a larger partnership later built out. And much like the fifth reason, the sixth reason is the timing of the production start date to film is also, well, unknown. Hollywood is a hurry up and wait and go, go, go atmosphere. The individuals who are the decision makers on the sets aren't ready to talk about brand partnerships, unless they are in the mega millions, until the script is finalized. And the script becoming finalized only happens a short time period before production starts. And production starts very often at the last minute without a whole lot of buildup, so a brand needs to be at the ready to also go, go, go. Some types of productions lend themselves more openly to the potential of programmatic buying, like music videos, but even those are so fly by the seat of your pants, oh my god, it's crazy, that a simple click of a button of the purchase this slot on a computer somewhere isn't going to make a deal happen. As a seventh reason, there are just so many things you need to keep in mind. There is so much to consider. For example, your brand's a watch. This film looks perfect. It is perfect, but wait. The lead cast member has an endorsement deal with another watch brand. Deal done. It's over. And this applies to literally every category out there. There is just so much information that one has to know, and it's impossible to file it all away. Most of this information is sourced during conversations. Many of the current databases out there that we've seen have open categories listed, and pretty much every category is clicked on as a potential opportunity for a brand. But in truth, they are not. Once you dig into the content, the producer, the cast, the whatever it might be, there are often conflicts for some reason that the script just isn't that great a fit. As an eighth point, a person is needed to input each component in FactGather to make it actually make sense for the brand. Major studios have what they call production resources, who work on films to bring in brand partners. But they don't break down the script and make it available for all to see every single solitary brand opportunity that's scripted or that could be implied. Some agencies do this for their brands, and some even for their databases that they're selling to brands to work directly from. But the vast majority of content that's out there just doesn't have the manpower attached to do this. It takes a lot of time to break down a script, and actually requires an eagle-eye script reviewer to do the job. Not everyone can do it well. And for the ninth reason, product placement takes polish. It can take months and months and months of going back and forth, or it can take a week of nonstop debate and negotiation and cajoling. With the glut of content that is out there, we know that the information isn't possible to be updated in any database to the degree that a third-party brand manager would be able to look at the opportunity and truly understand it. It takes a really seasoned, experienced veteran of the industry to be able to look at a content opportunity and really envision the potential power it has, and a computer just can't provide that. So how do you make product placement work for your brand? The reality is, productions just have not set themselves up to be commercialized content makers. Not yet. So turnkey is not a word applicable to the practice of product placement. It's a creative process, and not an easy one always. There are no boxes to check to say, I want this and this and this. Instead, it's a discussion, and one that is really in the hands of the creator, not the brand. And this is why you need to work with a product placement agency or build your own in-house product placement expert whose full-time job is creating those Hollywood relationships. Have you ever wondered how a comprehensive product placement program works? Or do you want to know how to create a promotional partnership strategy with a movie partner? My team's created an awesome guide on product placement and promotions that you can find in our library on hollywoodbranded.com. And if you want some more helpful hints, visit our blog at blog.hollywoodbranded.com, where we have hundreds and hundreds of articles all created to help you become a better brand marketer. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful, and please let me know if you have any feedback at all. I'll see you next week. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand. If you leave a review or any questions I can address in the future, I'd really, really appreciate it, as your feedback helps me know my advice is valuable and interesting to you and gives me more ideas to talk about in the future. Have a great day.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement? Celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacy Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.